我哋开始今天嘅答问同埋俾公众表达意见嘅环节咧。嚟呢个咧系今天非常之重要嘅部分，因为成个嘅研究以至到咧今天公众咨询咧个目的咧都系想大家听咗背景之后咧，就住一个咁重要嘅问题嚟到去俾一啲嘅意见啊。各位不同的朋友可以是就住空氣質素的目標的檢討，以至到咧點樣嚟到去達至一個良好空氣質素咧，可以嚟到去發表意見。咁當然咧，喺其中我哋今天聽過之後咧，有幾個問題我哋都需要嚟到去解決嘅，譬如空氣質素嗰個指標。聽了那麼多之後，看了外國的情況，聽了一些專家意見，我們應該怎麼去做呢？應不應該來到收緊呢？一些新的指標，好像 PM2.5 應不應該將它放下去呢？當我們考慮這些指標的時候，應該怎麼去考慮呢？我們聽過有以健康為本的考慮，亦都去提過咧，我哋需要考慮社會、技術、經濟嘅問題。我哋點嚟到去睇嗰啲嘢咧？點樣嚟到去進行嗰啲嘢咧？亦都有講者去指出咧，就算我哋嚟到睇空氣質素目標咧，其實最終嘅目的咧就係我哋需要有一套管理香港空氣質素嘅策略。咁點做目標去達到策略嗰次，我哋應該點做呢？呢個咧就正正我哋今天嘅環節裏面咧，想聽下大家的意見。嗱，我諗我作為跟住嘅討論會嘅主席咧，我就邀請大家去俾意見。咁喺大家俾意見嘅時候，好唔好咧？我請大家簡潔一啲，亦都咧每次最多咧係提兩點，咁以至到咧可以多啲人嚟到俾一啲嘅意見。有需要的時候咧，或者我哋都係請台上嘅嘉賓，或者嚟到做一啲嘅回應咁。咁就我哋希望咧，可以準時喺5:15嘅時候完結。我會利用最後嗰5分鐘嚟到去中立大家所提嘅意見，亦都睇睇當局同埋主辦者咧有啲咩簡單嘅回應。好，咁咧就請中單嗰位嘅先生，尹先生係。可以好簡單地介紹你自己
先。我哋最近成立咗呢個 Hong Kong Association of Energy Service Companies， 咁呢個係國際性嘅組織，每個國家好多國家都有。咁希望咧有更多嘅人能夠參加我哋嘅組織，不但係 corporate member、institutional member、individual member。甚至 student member 我哋都歡迎，當然係大學以上嘅。咁頭先我聽到各位專家嘅意見以後，我感覺到呢個問題咧唔係淨係單方面，有咗政府，有咗學者專家，亦都要企業參與，三方面並進。因為 too much talking， we are the doers。咁我希望咧，就大家一起去做。譬如我們已經從深圳、東莞、廣州已經聯絡了，分別去拜訪他，跟他們企業一起去做。甚至北京我亦都做了他們北京那個環保節能的會的顧問，上海亦都做了他們的顧問。所以希望呢在這方面大家呢一起合作，因為過去我們感覺呢，我哋香港咧畫一條界，呢個係我哋香港，呢個係你大陸。其實我哋同珠江三角洲咧係唇齒相依嘅。我希望各位學者同埋政府咧能夠俾我哋機會，大家一齊坐埋一齊去研究一個方案，唔係淨係學者同政府而已，最好加埋我哋企業一齊。多謝。
好多謝剛才阿尹先生嘅意見，提倡合作，地域上同埋界別上咧好重要。嗱，我想睇睇有冇其他朋友，我説嗰位嘅先生。OK。
大家好，咁我姓黃嘅， 先頭咧就聽過好幾位教授啦，包括劉教授啊，同埋其實咧仲有黃教授，佢先頭咧嘅 present 咧其實都好，但係反而咧就係、是。蔡先生咧，佢就嘅題目係中期報告與工作前瞻，但係佢喺大部分嘅時間都係做比較一啲唔同，譬如世衞或者一啲歐洲或者香港一啲空氣質素嘅一啲指標嘅標準。事實上嗰啲我哋上互聯網度咧，就一兩分鐘我全部 download 落嚟。我最低級嗰個同事。他已經在三年前已經要用幾分鐘時間其實已經知道了。但你就花了大半部分時間去講一些東西。我就發現呢，我就很佩服黃子偉教授和劉教授的對算表。他裡面有很多圖表呢，發現可以很清晰給大家看到究竟香港和其他國家有什麼問題，有什麼分別。我想問其實你那個是不是屬於中期報告呢？嗰個係只不過個對算表嘅對算，咁啊，其實事實上一般小學生都做到。咁我想聽一聽你中期報告屬於啲乜嘢，而我又睇唔到有咩工作前瞻可言。
OK， 嗱，我諗我就住嗰個問題，我請蔡先生回應之前，我就想睇下有冇其他朋友就住。顧問公司剛才所做的工作咧，仲有冇咩其他意見？即係我盡量咧可以將同類型嘅問題咧，即係話去擺住一齊。有冇其他嘅朋友係想就住個問題嚟講？嗰位嘅先生，嗱，我諗我每次咧就即係都唔會超過兩三禮咁，以至到咧我哋時間可以好好嚟到去利用。
多謝主席，綠色和平姓陳嘅。就住顧問公司你哋個研究報告。我想了解多啲就係你哋而家嘅一啲嘅數字，同環保署合約入面咧有冇打算將相關嘅資料或者中期嘅成果係會放上去你哋嘅互聯網或者環保署互聯網上面咧，或者公開資料俾公眾去了解多啲嘅情況咧？另外就我諗再俾多個 comment 就係我諗綠色和平響三年前已經講緊咧係要盡快收緊香港嘅空氣質素指標啦。咁頭先阿黃教授同埋劉教授嗰啲嘅即係嘅 presentation 上面已經好清楚講出嗰個重要性、迫切性噶啦，咁我相信即係政府無論如何你都 commission 咗呢個 report 出嚟啦，即係無論如何你都做完個 review 啦，咁我哋好期待睇下你呢個 review 完咗之後咧，你哋會做啲咩嘢嚇？
好 ，OK， 嗱，我諗除咗呢個之外，我仲想睇下有冇朋友可以好簡潔地就住呢個嘅研究嘅問題，趁咁嘅機會去講你的意見、提出問題，有冇？係，各位嘅先生。
是大家好綠色力量今次是綠色力量的鄭慕琪。咁就有一個我哋嘅意見就係我哋都贊同黃教授嗰個嘅諗法，就係話我哋有一個清晰以健康為本嘅一個空氣污染嘅質素嘅指標。咁跟住話係我哋亦都唔反對話，如果有基於嗰個嘅技術性嘅問題係達唔到嘅話，我哋有一個中期嘅做法。咁另一方面，我想問一問喺一啲技術性嘅問題，就係話喺個污染物嗰個嘅定嗰個嘅水平嘅時候咧，會唔會考慮嗰個嘅synergy effect？即係話有啲污染物如果係兩隻喺埋一齊嘅時候咧，嗰個嘅影響係會遠超於個別嘅污染物，有冇考慮到呢個問題？咁另外就係話喺政府方面會唔會考慮翻做一啲嘅即係 demand side 嘅一啲嘅管理？即係我哋成日講電廠啊，講車噴廢氣，佢哋好似係好似個大魔頭咁樣。但係其實邊個用電咧？邊個即係坐喺架車上面咧？都係我同大家各位啦嚇。咁即係有冇話做一啲嘢，等市民都明白翻自己嗰個責任咧？咁樣嘅係多謝。
OK， 嗱，剛才咧已經有三位嘅朋友咧就住女童嘅問題發言。我諗我首先咧請阿蔡先生睇下有咩嘅回應，同埋咧就台上如果其他嘉賓。想亦都藉住咁嘅機會咧，可以簡單地回答。我希望無論係發言嘅朋友，以至到台上嘅嘉賓咧，都係一兩分鐘咧，嚟到重點地去表達你嘅意見。蔡生，
好多謝頭先嗰位現場嘅觀眾發表嘅意見。咁我可以講一講喺度咧，我哋全份報告咧係有670多頁嘅。 咁內容咧就包括我頭先喺總結嗰度講，有技術嘅分析，亦都有世界唔同地方管理空氣質素嘅策略。咁至於頭先嗰個幻燈片所交代咧，就係而家現時國際空氣質素指標，其他國家採納嘅標準。呢位先生咧係對呢個方面好有認識，咁我哋喺今日呢個會議嗰度咧係想同所有公眾交代，咁呢個係一個重點，因為香港一個國際嘅城市，我哋當考慮第一個部分，我哋呢個研究咧係究竟香港有冇需要去改變我嘅空氣質素，咁同國際接軌咧係一定嘅需要。
好就住剛才的問題，有哪位嘉賓是想發言的？王教授，是。
主席，我想回應一下鄭奇，是嗎？是，鄭先生他關於講這個所謂協同效益 synergistic effect 那方面呢，在我現在講即國際上對於這個方面那個看法。咁從那個流行病學研究呢，這個是最困難的，最不容易做得到，因為佢每一種污染物咧，佢係佢 collinear， 佢哋即係話我哋大家一共同進退嘅，咁所以咧做呢、這個做出個 synergistic effect 非常之困難嘅。咁我哋喺好多嘅 modeling， 喺好多嘅模型嗰度咧，都遭遇到好多嘅唔同嘅困難。咁但係咧，一般嚟講咧，就係話佢同氣候嗰個 synergistic 係好清晰。咁譬如即係話冬天嘅個效果強勁啲，但夏天嘅時候個效果即係温度高嘅時候咧效果冇明顯，呢個就知道。但係幾種邊物加埋咧，佢究竟係咪有一個synergistic effect， 或者甚至乎個 effect 係降低咗都未定咧？咁呢個咧就係做唔到嘅。咁但係咧就有一個好處的地方咧，就係所以一般嚟講咧，佢哋嗰啲流行病學嘅研究嘅結論咧，都係用個我哋叫做一個single pollutant model， 即係一個單一污染物嗰個 model。而用 multiple model 咧就好唔穩定噶啦，就唔係好可信嘅。咁但係好處咧就係話，如果我哋能夠控制到污染物嘅源頭咧，其實咧就好多種污染物一齊都會降低，所以呢個個影響，如果佢有個協同效應咧，如果我哋呢個降低嘅手段係好嘅咧，係有效咧，咁嗰個整體嘅效果應該係更加好嘅。
好。
係。剛才鄭先生鄭博士其實都有提到關於政府有沒有做或者怎樣提升市民對於譬如節約能源或者對於改善即減少節能改善環境的責任或者那個主動性的。剛才我都介紹的時候都有簡單地說了，我不再重複，不過我就想提兩點，如果說政府那個行為方面或者透過除了教育宣傳之外，兩個其他有什麼更加比較具體的措施呢？比較具體的其實有兩項的法例當已經是在進行當中的，即是在個制定的過程進行當中。第一個就是這個我們能源產品能源嗰個標籤個法例咧，咁已經有個草案咧就響立法會響審議當中噶啦。咁我亦都會希望咧，當立法會完成呢個審議嘅時候咧，就會有關嘅產品咧，佢個能源嘅效益個程度咧，就會響個標籤度咧好明確咁顯示出嚟。咁當然啦，最終嚟講個消費者咧就要去作出佢個判斷啦。當佢購買呢啲產品嘅時候，另外一個就而家進行公眾諮詢當中咧，就是、建築物能源效益透過呢個立法去規定咧，新嘅建築物或者現有建築物響佢個進行大型的重修的工程裏面的時候都要加入一些的能源的標準的要求，因為其實建築物使用的能耗是香港來說一個非常重要的源頭來的。這個建議我們其實在12月 20多號咧，舊年咧已經有個諮詢嘅文件，咁到而家咧都係諮詢當中嘅。咁、目前咧一路嚟講咧都得到非常之正面嘅反應，其實業界啦、市民啊、工商界啊等等咧、都反應俾我哋係好好嘅。咁若果係得到一個響諮詢期完結之後咧，咁我哋都會制定有關嘅法律。咁即係呢一個即係一個具體嘅例子。
OK， 好多謝處長。因為、其實我而家睇到要170度嘅，差唔多180度。咁嗱，我睇下依邊啲朋友有冇啲咩嘅意見。Your questions or views can be either in Cantonese or English。係，嗱，我見到有兩隻手，前邊中間嗰位先生先，然後後邊。
Hi, my name is Mr. Wang. My question is really one to back to Mr. Choi again. Seriously, I mean, with the amount of money that the government probably has spent on this consultancy, what the 600 pages or comparison with what other people, other countries' standards really has to do with what's important for Hong Kong and for the health of the general population? My second question really is to Ms. Wong. In selecting, we have a wonderful panel today. Some of the presentations was fantastic, particularly by the Professor Wong and Professor Lau. In your selection of a consultant for, I understand that the question in that we are facing right now really is whether to adopt or whether we need to review the air quality objectives in Hong Kong based on World Health Organization's renewed or new protocols. Why wasn't these wonderful professors of our local universities consulted as your consultants for this such important important topic? And seriously, from us, from a commercial standpoint, I think any responsible environmental companies really already are adopting the World Health Organization standards as their own measures when they are doing environmental projects already, or at least in so far we are. So I don't think the question really is whether to do it. It's whether that particular World Health Organization standard is sufficient. And to aggressively pursue the goals, and as Professor Wong put it clearly, you have to put the health and the health of everyone in mind first before you consider cost. Cost will always be important, but if you put that blind first, you're never going to get yourself anywhere. And just looking at charts that gives you a pat on the back and say, oh, we are better or comparable, to me isn't sufficient and isn't what we pay our tax for responsible government. Thank you.
我想在繼續之前呢，就我理解有朋友呢就就住個研究點解要進行提出意見啦。我想呢就我都想希望一個最後機會一間呢就俾我哋嚟到回應，而係容許我哋呢翻返我哋今天嗰個公開諮詢會個主題呢，就係針對呢個 AQO以至我哋點定立長遠嗰個計劃咧嚟到討論。咁等我哋去組織一下先。So can we go to the gentleman in the back?
Thanks. My name is William Hayward. I just had a confusion. I wondered if the panel could clear up. In Ms. Wong's comments, she suggested that pollution rates since 97 have been coming down by 20% or so, and so obviously we want to make more improvements, but that there, I believe there have been some improvements. But then in Professor Lau's presentation, he suggested that at least for PM10, the rates since 2000 have been going up. I understand it's a very complicated problem, a very multidimensional problem. I'm just wondering, in simplest terms, is it the case that as of today, pollution is going up, or is going down, or is just staying the same?
OK， 我諗就住嗰個研究嗰個目的，我諗最後一次咧，即係簡單地嚟到講講，好嘛？
係啦，咁啊，好啊，注意啊，好嘛？
或者我用well, in the response to the two questions raised, perhaps I should explain the purpose of this consultancy study. And, you know, the purpose of appointing or commissioning a consultant and at the same time having the benefit of this learned advisor besides me to help us in the process. The purpose of the consultancy is really a very... comprises a number of objectives. The first, of course, is to review the current air quality objectives of Hong Kong, and secondly, to look into the current air quality situation in Hong Kong, to draw reference from the international information practices, and to review and develop the long-term air quality objectives of Hong Kong, and in the light of the recommended objectives to develop comprehensive action plans. So the terms of reference of this consultancy study is not only to consider whether we need to review. I think the terms of reference of the consultancy study is broader. It is going beyond whether we need to review, but to when we conduct a review of the air quality objective, what should be the recommended long-term air quality objective of Hong Kong, and how to achieve this these objectives. Okay, so that is the scope of the work. The second point, why we have a consultant and why we are having the professors helping us in the process. I think I have covered this point in my earlier presentation. We need a professional consultancy to collate the information, to organize the information, and to help us crystallize the options to do the analysis. But we are not only relying on the consultancy study alone, because the issue of air quality objectives is one that touch on many different facets of our community, not only you know, the industrial, not only the economic, but also, you know, the social, the health, and many other aspects. Therefore, in addition to a consultancy study and in addition to our own steering and our own work, we have the privilege of forming a panel with learned professors. All the you know, professors sitting next to me are actually members of this advisory panel, and they have been providing input in the process. And the whole purpose of this is to ensure that we have the benefit of input of, you know, this learned advisors, and of course we also have the benefit of comments and views from different sectors, like from the industrial sector, from the SME, and even from the district communities, I mean district personalities. So we would like this process to be engaging, to be comprehensive, and, you know, to be inclusive. And with the view that the outcome of the recommendation of the study is a credible one. So I hope I have explained the process, how we embark on this very important study. As to the emissions, inventory figures, the trend of emission in Hong Kong, and the concentration of pollutants as reflected from the different presentation. Of course, these are based on the scientific data. In terms of the emission inventories in Hong Kong, it is the figure and the information that the total inventory has been on the decline. But as I also said in my presentation, the concentration situation are not exactly corresponding to the reduction in the emission inventory, and the reason of which are several fold. But of course, I would like to invite Professor Lau to give a more in-depth analysis.
I think the simple answer is that, well, we actually see reduction, particularly like roadside, very clearly, even in concentration. But in terms of the bigger picture, in terms of visibility, we can trace back and see that it's deteriorating with respect to 1997. And I think that to a large part is regional dominated. And I'm happy to see that, well, the emission reduction is across the entire Pearl River Delta. But from the last report I've seen up to 2003. But since 2003, 2004, we still have to look at how many percent reduction has been achieved. But there's two different things. Hong Kong's admission inventory from EPD's number has decreased. But in terms of roadside pollution, it has decreased, but not at the same rate. In terms of outside ambient level pollution, we are actually seeing a lot of increase, particularly in the western side. If you look at Yuanlong, look at Dongcheng, the pollution are increasing relatively steadily, all the way up to 2005. I think it's regional domination. That, I think, would just be the short answer.
Okay. Now, okay, are you asking the same questions or? No. Oh, okay. Please.
Hello, my name is Kira Shan and I'm with the Business Environment Council. I think it's great that this review is happening. The AQOs are 20 years old. For me, what I heard from Professor Wong was really that the PM 2.5 and that it sticks in your lungs. And we obviously haven't been measuring this. So a recommendation would be that this needs to be measured. Very importantly, that it needs to be measured. Thank you.
Okay, right. 我想問下有冇人剛才去提咗 PM 2.5 咧？有冇其他朋友想就住2.5嘅問題想發言？咁就嗱，我見到有兩隻手，我睇你中間先，中間嗰處有冇先 ？OK， 就嗱，我俾嗰邊咧，我盡量俾不同嘅朋友去發言。我會俾機會你嘅 ，OK。
林建之教授，黃善儀處長，你好，我就喺加州氣眼公司，我阿租。咁咧，我自己咧就即係開間公司咧，就做呢個空氣方面嘅室內。咁1987年嘅啦，都算係呢一行咧，即係比較資深嘅人嚟嘅。咁咧就我記得咧，我喺1999年咧，政府諮詢呢個空氣室內空氣嘅白皮書咧。我都比較建議嘅，咁我當時咧就有一個 point 咧就話，而家啲市民啊或者咧香港嗰個環境咧，咁都係好知道咧，即係空氣好污染。咁而家咧已經係2008年啦，咁就係空氣污唔污染咧，大家即係呢度在座或者我哋市民咧都係深受其害，即係日日都見到個灰色嘅天空。咁咧就而家今日嘅論壇咧，咁好多學即係好多講者咧。都是一些即是學者或者研究的人員，那他們呢分析即是找個問題出來呢就很精細，即是可以找到問題了。那我有個提議呢，就希望在現階段呢，其實大家急切的需要什麼呢，就是需要呢方案，需要解決的方案，需要技術。那就是你的諮詢那個委員會呢，我覺得呢應該呢就邀請業界一些呢技術的供應商就在個成員入面。因為我們現在需要的呢就是 demo 你的技術，就呢政府呢如果想加快市民知道有什麼技術可以救到他呢，要協助這件事。因為呢一些新的工業呢，如果你單靠呢香港的中小企的規模呢，我們人又少財力又少，但是我們有個心去做的、希望呢就即、就是我提這一點呢，希望這個諮詢委員會呢要引誘一些有技術的人，咁同埋製造一些平台，讓佢展示嘅技術，咁咧令到咧公眾咧對於佢有乜嘢方案可以解決現在咧個空氣污染咧嗰、那個問題係做得到嘅。咁因為我哋唔試過咧有
一個信息好清楚，即、就、係、是、你係想話，即係喺成個考慮過程裏面咧有業界嘅人喺處。各位先生，好 OK， 2.5嘅問題係。
就其實香港空氣污染好差，咁究竟幾差呢？就我想講一講，就住2.5去講一講。加州空氣都唔係咁好，開始越嚟越差。事實上咧，成個世界啲空氣都越嚟越差。咁我想講咧，加州空氣真係唔係好好，我哋有量度過嚇。咁大家知唔知道原來咧 PM 5以上嘅 particle 咧，如果你用數量化去量度咧？差不多是大部分地方你都量不到，是零的。現在香港政府用的是度的方法是 PM10 以上 每一個立方米幾多微克，其實這個是一個數重量法的量度方法。重量法的量度方法呢，其實不可以直接反映到個問題的嚴重性。如果大家用數量化量度方法呢，其實呢可以直接反映到個問題嚴重性。當如果用雷射技術，其實現在雷射技術已經很普遍用緊。用雷射技術去度 PM10 呢，一般的空間來講呢，其實你度不到就飆不起的。根本就是飆不起。而很多醫學的報告呢都會說影響人最深呢，其實只是 PM3、PM2.5 這個範圍以下的，直接吸落去才會深入到去肺泡壁，只是肺泡壁那裡。咁至於數量法呢，其實我哋曾經做過一個測試呢，就係話喺香港呢，每一公升嘅空氣0.3微米大概就等於，其實可以量度到呢，最誇張係180萬粒。如果你係加拿大呢，我哋試過量度過1800粒每公升，懸浮粒子，加拿大係1800粒，香港可以去到180萬粒。而用緊嗰個測量嘅儀器咧，就算醫管局衞生署，其實好多機構，包括嘉里啊、長江都用緊嘅，係一個甚至乎政府機構都有啊。但係我就從未聽過政府機構有將數量化呢個事實同人哋講。佢可能驚一啲外國人聽到，原來香港吸一啖空氣一公升係可以將180萬粒嘅嘢吸落個肺度。咁我哋呼吸一啖氣咧，其實用少少力就一公升啊。大家坐喺度咧就可能冇一公升啊，但係如果用少少力吸就一公升。咁我想睇一睇各位學者對數量法嗰個睇法，同埋如果可以咧，甚至乎可以解釋俾大家知，原來 PM10 其實咧對人影響係接近
係冇。我諗嗰個問題已經好清楚，即係數量法同埋數量法有三位嘅朋友就住2.5嘅問題。我想睇下台上嘅嘉賓有邊位係想嚟到去回應嗰個嘅問題。黃教授先，
主席。首先我就回應阿黃生，佢最初第一個問題咧就是關於係嗰個廣州公司嗰個國顧問嗰個報告嘅，咁就同埋另外嗰位都係阿黃生，佢都係講關於係顧問報告嘅事咧，就講關於譬如風湯啊嗰份問題啊，同埋嗰個可信性啊嗰樣嘅問題，咁就請我其實我哋在座幾位講者咧都係吳教授、劉教授同埋陳生咧，都係嗰個諮詢會嘅成員嚟嘅。咁我或者可以講，我可以保證咧，我哋會我哋係義工嚟嘅，我哋義務啊，我哋會即係盡力咧，係即係保證佢個質量。而我自己個人嘅意見，我認為咧，其實個第一部分咧，其實就唔係咁 controversial 嘅，即係唔係咁大問題嘅，即係有細位你又跟細位啦。咁第二部分好重要啊，佢個 strategy 佢將來點樣走法嗰度係比較重要，所以我覺得呢個先係個重點。所以個顧問報告如果我單話睇嗰個 review， 咁我覺得有冇咁需要做啊？咁好多問題啦。但係如果第二個報告第二部分咧係好重要，相當重要，所以呢個我哋會睇住。咁講到 PM2.5 嗰度咧，其實 PM2.5你頭先講嗰個粒子嗰個 number particles。粒子嗰、那個數目嘅問題咧，呢、這個咧就係、是有好多研究員、好多研究者咧，都係認為呢個係可能係更加重要嘅。由於佢個理論咧就係話呢個影響嗰個健康咧係關乎佢嗰個 surface area， 關乎嗰、那個、那個、那個那個面積。咁嘅面積如果個 particle 越細咧，佢嗰、那個、那個面積越大啦。所以呢個就係嗰個問題。但係咧，我本身係工程嗰邊，我唔熟啦。咁但係呢個咁嘅監測嗰方面嗰個 system 咧，嗰個制度咧，就對於嗰個 number particles 嗰個 measure 咧，就係唔係係一個 standard 嘅方法，係咪好可靠咩咧？就仲未，我就未睇到有一個好科學嘅即係嘅結論㗎。所以咧，呢個咧喺外國嚟講咧，仲係用重量。仲係用重量嚟到做標準嘅，就唔係用，因為你如果你重量高嘅時候咧，你個 number 就真係多噶啦。如果你 PM 細 ，PM2.5、PM1、PM0.1， 你個重量大咧，等於個粒子高，你計得翻條數嘅。你個重量，你一個 spherical， 你計翻條數嘅，所以係一樣嘅其實。所以其實係即係你可以兩個係可以推算嘅。而家我哋問題咧就話，我哋啲細嘅微粒。我哋可以點樣測試佢嗰個 health impact 咧？咁 亦都有共識，就話越細嘅微粒咧，那個 health impact 係 relatively 相對嚟講係越大嘅，呢個肯定嘅。咁但係去到幾細咧？2.5 而家喺全世界都有啲個共識啊，即係用 2.5。有美國有學者用0.01、0.01，但呢啲咧就相對上嘅技術仲係好困難，同埋嗰個 health impact 仲未係好清晰，所以就未有一個國家係採用呢啲做標準嘅，做 health 標準嘅。但已經有研究報告顯示佢嗰個可能對個健康更加有壞影響嘅。
黃先生，我咪等一等先。我請台上的嘉賓就住剛才嘅問題咧回應一下先。
我諗就係、是、其實都係 follow 翻阿黃教授講，因為我哋今次其實係講香港嗰個指標點樣做，咁我哋絕對係理解喺粒子個數目呢個問題咧，係學術上邊係好多討論。咁但係因為真係做一個咁嘅研究要有好多資料，咁作為即係。政府去推行一些政策方面，我想我們未必可以就這樣跟一個即幾份研究報告或者、在一個未有大家有共識的情況之下呢去做的。但是反過來看呢，在重量譬如在 PM2.5 的那個領域裏面呢，其實我覺得學術界或者醫學裏面已經有共識了。所以呢，我會覺得我的討論就不需要，即當然會有新的東西，我們遲下可能會發現更加多更加有害的物質、但是在現在我們這個角度或者在這一次研討裏面，我覺得譬如討論 2.5 的問題、質量究竟是去到個 concentration 去到哪裡呢，我想就沒辦法，因為現在公認、的學術的知識呢在這裡是、很明顯的。咁我哋而家就係話，其實政府喺政策上面，我都好贊成先有位先生就係話、我而家唔係淨係講呢資料啊，我哋應該係講一個有咩方法去解決嚇。咁、其實咧，我希望我哋今日可以帶到個信息出嚟咧，呢、這個空氣污染指標咧，其實如果我哋降低呢個空氣污染嘅指標咧，其實就係一個決定性嘅作用嘅，因為空氣污染嘅指標其實就會同其他個控制究竟邊啲。譬如剛才吳教授都有提到、空氣污染指標會跟這個 EIA 是掛鈎的，究竟、我們做的新的項目很多時候如果我們空氣污染降低了指標降低、技術你怎樣做呢，可能業界會提供，但政府是給了一個很鮮明的角度告訴大家、我們要向這個方向去前進，所以 我會覺得我們不是只是講分析的問題，而是說我們其實、大家那個 vision 我們的香港的社會究竟什麼空氣叫做可以接受呢，還有、如果我們定了這個接受的位置之後呢，其實、說得很清楚以後做的事就要適合這個、指標，所以這裡不是只是去分析，是跟業界其實也都很有關係的。
好 OK， 我想今天那個目的呢就是聽一下公眾的意見，我們也都放在前面呢是有很多的課題，就剛才黃先生所提的事我相信肯定呢顧問同埋當局咧係已經去聽到，我諗我哋亦都有好多其他嘅課題需要嚟處理啦，咁所以我睇下有冇其他朋友，係後邊嗰位嘅朋友。
Good afternoon, I'm Liam from WWF. I'd like to ask a very simple yes/no question for each panelist. And it's based upon Professor Wong's observation that in many other countries.Its impacts on health that form the basis for setting air quality objectives. So, and I think with today's air quality objectives, we can see that they are driven by a range of things, and health is not necessarily the primary driver. So the question is this, in the panelists' views, should human health be the primary driver, should minimizing impacts on human health be the primary driver for setting the new air quality objectives? And I think that's a very...easy question to answer yes or no.
有沒有人想回應這樣的問題？
Thank you for the question. I think you're not right in saying that the Hong Kong AQO was not health driven. It was health driven, but it was done in 1987. Okay? So the answer to your question is yes.
Okay. So a simple answer to a simple question.是劉志峰先生，
多謝你。地球之友劉志峰，我想問問這個新的
即係我哋想睇呢個世衛生標準。兩年前地球之後，其實都即刻出嚟同政府講，我哋希望政府盡快係採納呢個標準，無論係最終目標或者啲中期目標，有咗一個新嘅呢個目標之後咧，政府自然亦都會係要制定一個相應嘅政策，要求市民好、商界好去做呢個減排嘅工作。嗰個問題咧，就譬如話，我哋都知道學者頭先都講，我哋嘅污染物除咗本地生產，亦都有係。即係珠江三角洲嘅生產嘅污染，有如果我哋研究到我哋點樣去即係採納呢個新嘅指標嘅時候，會唔會政府同廣東省嘅政府大家都聯手去鼓，即係鼓勵佢？譬如話我哋2002年嗰陣時候已經有個即係聯合嘅減排目標啦。頭先處長講咗4樣要需要減啊，咁呢個會唔會亦都要求佢大家一齊做？因為大家個污染物嚇冇分界去分開嘅。如果我哋淨係自己做好咗我哋香港呢個境內嘅問題，唔做好隔離咧，個影響都仍然有嘅。咁呢、這個想問問阿處長，仲有第二個問題。第二個問題就話
最多問多
好啦，因為好頭先學者又講，有啲污染物睇唔到咧，仲嚴重嘅。咁都想問問，其實我哋推動咗呢個石油氣嘅，譬如話的士或者小巴呢啲啦，都一段時間啦。政府有冇去研究下佢？嗱，以前柴油的士睇到黑煙一嚿嚿，你又會投訴，而家睇唔到啦，係咪真係佢哋冇問題咧？佢有冇 PM2.5 或者其他嘅東西係排放咗出嚟，我哋唔知道而影響到市民嘅健康咧？咁想睇咧，政府有冇即係監察呢樣嘢？多謝。
OK， 處長想唔想而家回應問下先？
好啊，好樂意多謝阿劉先生提出嗰兩個問題。第一個咧就係話我哋呢個空氣質素嘅改善咧，唔係單係香港本身啦，亦都需要一個區域嘅合作。呢一點我哋係絕對同意嘅。我哋喺制定2010個減排目標嘅時候，其實就係本住呢個精神。咁我哋而家咧，其實同廣東省有關嘅當局咧有好緊密嘅溝通同埋一個聯繫嘅機制嘅。我哋咧亦都將我哋而家進行嘅研究咧，亦都向我哋嘅環保局咧亦都即係通知咗佢哋。咁我哋都好一路咧都同佢好緊密咁樣溝通。咁事實上，我哋嘅工作上咧，同廣東省環保局同埋其他有關嘅部門咧嘅聯絡咧，都睇到咧，其實廣東省對於改善個空氣質素咧係非常之重視，亦都有好多計劃。頭先我個簡介嗰度咧都有提到嘅。其實廣東省嘅市民同香港市民都一樣，係嘛？如果我哋嘅區域嘅空氣個質素嘅目前嘅情況咧，係兩即係無論我哋自己啦，廣東省嘅市民咧，都係希望個政府係去改善嘅。咁所以咧，我哋呢一方面嘅工作咧，會繼續咧係廣東省咧去緊密嘅溝通啦。第二點咧就講到關於呢個石油汽車，或者其實唔單止石油汽車，私家車都係同樣一個需要係要有維修同埋監察咧，以確保咧佢嗰個排放咧唔會即係超過可以接受嘅水平嘅。咁我哋其實咧，而家有個計劃咧，就係用透過呢個 infrared 信號內線啊，呢個遙距路邊遙距監察嘅系統咧，去睇一啲嘅車輛嘅排放，石油汽車同埋呢個汽油車。咁我哋技術嗰方面嘅研究咧，做咗好多嘅工作。咁頭先我都提到咧，我哋希望咧就喺不久嘅將來咧，就住咧呢啲車輛排放，我哋嘅監測嘅標準啦同埋個具體嘅細節咧，進行一個諮詢嘅。咁呢個亦都正正就頭先劉生咁講啦，車輛唔係話咁你買到嘅車石油汽車就等於佢一定係乾淨嘅，必須要有即係定時嘅維修嚇，咁先可以確保佢個能夠保持到佢排放嘅標準。
就住剛才嘅問題咧，我想即係我冇機會發問啫，我想問一條咧。OK， 嗱我哋知道兩地咧就。過去即係我哋去定一啲嘅目標咧，就係用減少個排放量嘅。我哋今天嗰個討論嗰個焦點咧，就喺嗰個空氣質素指標嗰個空氣裏邊咧有幾多嘅污染物。咁我就想嚟到去問問同埋睇下，我哋點樣可以通過減排咧 嚟到去達至到嗰個空氣質素嘅指標咧？咁唔知在座嘅專家有冇啲咩嘅意見？
我諗其實喺世界上面好多國家，即係空氣污染呢個問題咧，唔係香港首先面對到嘅。其實整治空氣污染嘅問題喺外國倫敦啊、洛杉磯啊已經做過，亦都係有好多有效嘅方法。而最有即係其實污染物唔係本身有嘅，所以如果係達到咗個減排嗰個目標，長遠嚟睇咧，空氣污染裏邊嗰個濃度咧應該係一定會降嘅。如果佢唔降咧，只係有一個原因就係、是、你減排嗰個位其實仲未減得夠，因為外邊可能仲有地方吹嚟。咁但係譬如喺香港就有類似嘅情況嚇、香港自己本身我哋做咗減排，但係你發覺嗰個污染物嘅濃度唔係一定會降。咁但係呢個係因為個區域性嗰個問題。但係如果我哋睇翻其他資料，會講俾我哋知咧，就珠江三個州係本身係一個我哋叫做空氣污染嘅區域，我哋叫一個 airshed。其實佢受到外邊嘅影響咧係唔多嘅。喺年平均嚟講咧，大部分我哋喺珠江三個州見到嘅污染物，基本上就喺珠江三個州排放嘅嚇。咁變咗，我會相信咧，如果你真係做得到喺珠江三個州用唔同嘅方法去做減排嘅話咧，我會係睇到喺外國嘅經驗話俾我哋知咧，香港同埋珠江三個州嗰個空氣污染嗰個濃度係一定會跌落嚟
嘅。OK。聽完之後我就諗起，我以為食少咗個體重都冇減少，要再食少啲。
係啊。
OK。
其實我有個
黃先生。
你頭先個問題咧就問即係呢個減排同嗰個空氣質素嗰個關係咧，其實咧好重要嘅，香港有好重要嘅特點啊。頭先阿吳祖蘭教授都講過咧，就佢好密集嘅，好 compact 嘅。咁啊 compact 嘅有咩後果咧？就係、是、個後果就係嗰個污染源同嗰個受體非常之接近。咁呢點咧，同我哋嘅流病學嗰啲研究嘅數據咧，亦都發覺咧，我哋得出嚟嘅結論咧，就係我哋喺香港嚟講做出嚟嘅研究咧，個污染物對於健康嘅影響係大於其他國家，大於其他地區。咁我自己解釋嘅粗略解釋就話，因為我哋嗰個污染源同嗰個受體咧，佢接近你屋企出邊就係公路啦，所以呢個係同外國嘅研究係相當唔同嘅，所以咧。我認為咧，呢個咧係喺本地 local pollutant source 嗰個控制咧，係對於嗰個空氣質素嗰個改進咧係好重要嘅。所以呢個咧，唔係淨係我哋就咁一個粗粗一個大數減排，而係你個好局部地區咧，就作出一啲嘅措施。譬如頭先阿吳教授提出嗰啲街谷效應。咁你呢個街谷效應，我唔嚟拆幾多樓噶？我哋可唔可以減低嗰個汽車嘅流量咧？呢個可以喎，呢個係 traffic management。咁呢啲咁嘅措施咧，就肯定咧對於佢局部嘅地區，譬如銅鑼灣啊、灣仔或者中環嗰啲咧，個局部地區嗰個改善咧就係好明顯嘅呢個。
OK， 有冇其他嘅問題咧？OK， 得，我見到啊。鄭博士，然後
啦
，Patrick
在
旁邊，
最後係。我姓徐嘅，咁、就其實有一個問題咧，我唔知大家點睇咧，就係話喺好多時候我哋睇翻話喺呢個空氣個指標度咧，就係、是、我哋參考外國嘅經驗啦。咁但係香港嚟講咧，其實咧係一個密集嘅城市嚟嘅，密集城市嘅話，那個空氣指標咧係直接影響我哋室內嘅空氣嘅。咁我亦都睇到咧，就係話如果室內空氣差咧，其實嗰、那個大家喺室內工作嘅環境嗰度咧，係直接受影響。亦都喺另一個層面嚟睇咧，就係話嗰座大廈或者物業咧，喺佢用喺嗰個能源嗰度去控制清潔嗰個空氣嗰度咧，係相應提高咗好多嘅。咁其實嚟講咧，就係話如果我哋有呢個咁嘅檢討嗰陣時咧，其實我哋有冇考慮埋所有加埋出嚟嗰個嘅？cost 或者成本對個 public 嘅 health 嘅影響有幾大咧？因為我哋好多時候，尤其是喺香港嚟講咧，大部分我哋超過十個鐘頭咧喺室內嘅，喺寫字樓嗰度嘅，大部分嘅香港市民，咁亦都翻到屋企亦都喺室內嘅。咁但係如果你喺周圍嘅空氣環係乾淨嘅話，其實我哋好多時候可以唔需要開冷氣， 咁我哋可以慳翻好多能源啦。咁其實喺嗰、那個排污方面係應該係有改善嘅。咁另外仲有個問題嘅就係、是、頭先阿處長都提到嘅就係、是、嗰、那個有機化合物會影響我哋大氣啦。咁其實喺呢個 review 嗰度，我哋會唔會係睇翻呢個 VOC 嘅排放喺香港嘅程度係點樣咧？係有檢討咧？咁亦都可以同外國其他地方嚟作為比較咧？唔該曬。
OK， 嗱，我諗我哋不如聽埋鄭六橋博士嗰個問題先。鄭六橋，
係唔好意思，我問漏咗條問題。我個問題都幾技術性，就係、是嗰、那個 ATO 裏面有啲叫做 averaging time 平均時間，我想問問而家一個嘅檢討裏面咧，會唔會喺呢個平均時間嗰、那個污染物嘅水平啊，同埋嗰個平均時間嗰個制定，究竟係一個鐘啊、廿四個鐘啊、八個鐘啊、一年啊、一個月啊，會有一啲嘅檢討咁樣嘅？唔該曬。
好，剛才有兩個嘅問題咧，就係、是、outdoor air quality 同 indoor 喺香港個關係係好密切，咁第二咧就係、是、嗰個 averaging time， 有邊位想回應？啊，
朱迪，我嘗試下回應下嗰個 outdoor indoor 嘅問題。outdoor indoor， 呢兩者關係都好複雜下嘅，唔係咁容易搞得清楚。咁但係今次個討論，當然今次嗰個討論就係講 outdoor 啦。講呢個 ambient AQO 嘅一個檢討啦，但係 indoor 嚟講咧，就一般嚟講，我哋就好難將即係不同嘅 indoor environment 咧，佢嗰個都唔同啦。但可以肯定咧，就係譬如我哋講微粒，講 PM2.5 咧，佢嘅擴散性好強嘅。咁其實佢就可以講你 outdoor 嘅 PM2.5 高咧 ，indoor 就一定高，因為咧你嗰啲冷氣嗰啲係 filter 唔到 indoor， 呢個係 PM2.5 咁細嘅。所以佢一定高，同埋佢就唔會話比室內嘅環境係俾佢吸收咗啊咁樣，唔同一啲氣體嘅污染物。所以你如果係室外嗰方，PM2.5室外係主要個來源。咁室內都有，室內嘅來源咧就譬如好似呢個燃燒啊、廚房啊、燃料各樣嘅都有個來源。但係咧，如果你講到 indoor 咧，就比較上複雜咗個 issue， 即係我諗。室內亦都有室內嘅一套嘅規管嘅規例啊，或者係一種嘅指引啊咁樣，我諗呢兩樣要分開。但係好明顯就係室外同室內嘅污染物咧係好大關聯，尤其是 particulate， 尤其是 PM2.5 或者更細嘅微粒。
OK， 啊，蔡生，
我想補充一下頭先講話嗰個維修嘅成本咧，係其實我哋。第二個研究咧係會考慮埋嘅，但係咧總體嚟講咧，而家睇到咧就係嗰個健康嘅成本咧係個比重係比其他嘅成本大好多。咁第二個問題話 ATO 個 averaging time 咧係我哋喺第二個指標度睇。
係，其他朋友有啲咩嘅問題咧？係，嗰樹中間嗰位女士係。
Hello, Michelle Wellen from Civic Exchange. We're a public policy think tank, and we work with a number of institutions, and we have numerous studies looking at examples of what has taken place in London, LA. I think we understand the extent of the problem. We've worked with other institutions to come up with recommendations of what is needed for Hong Kong. We've repeated these messages over the years.Now we're reviewing our air quality objectives, which are 20 years out of date. We have 4 premature deaths a day in Hong Kong. What is going to happen with this review process? What kind of timeline do you have in mind? And what strategies are you going to be putting in place? And then also, what kind of cooperation will you have with other government ministries? Are you working with the planning department, transport, health? Because, I mean, we should be putting together an air management plan.For Hong Kong, and then talking about what we can do in the region, we can set the example for Hong Kong. The other issue is the Guangdong. In Guangdong, you have the Asian Games and the East Asian Games coming up. So I think we have an opportunity to work with our neighbors to really clean up and set the example.
Oh, I see. OK， 蔡先生，
好，答翻頭先VOC 嗰個問題咧， 咁喺我哋下一步研究咧，咁我哋會利用環保署嗰個Path Model， 咁嗰個係一個模擬污染物擴散嘅模擬嘅系統嚟嘅。咁利用嗰個系統咧，我哋係會計算每一個唔同工業，譬如話交通運輸電力對香港嗰個空氣污染個比重。咁一個比重得到呢個比重之後咧，我哋會制定個策略去減排，去達到我哋制定嗰個將來長遠目標空氣質素長遠目標嘅標準。
好，處長。
Thanks, Professor Lam. Well, to answer Michelle's question, the first one about you know what we expect to get out of the study and what's the sort of time frame.I have said earlier that the objective of the study is not only to say whether we need to review, yes, I think you know, the answer is pretty obvious, and then what will the new standards to be? Many have said that just adopt WHO standards, but in actual fact, even WHO, that's not WHO standards per se, it's WHO guidelines, firstly.And WHO went easily into latest guidelines this issue at the same time and advised that each territory or each city should adopt, you know, or develop its own set of objectives, having regard to a number of relevant considerations. So the current study is basically to develop what should be right for Hong Kong, and all the views and the comments and, you know, the findings will all be taken into account.Apart from developing the revised long-term air quality objectives, the next and the important element of the deliverables out of the study will be the action plan. What will be the action plan? And Michelle, you're absolutely right to say that the deliverables must be delivered through different mediums, and that includes different departments, all the transport, planning, health, and whatnot.So they are also represented as an advisory group. So I hope you find this piece of information reassuring. And of course, we will continue our liaison with the Guangdong government.
Okay, 好。嗱，我想睇下嗰處有兩位先生想講嘢，係就俾機會佢哋先。
我咧就係專做解決室內空氣嘅問題，解決唔到我又收唔到錢嘅。
係。
你都唔會俾錢我噶，個處長我想問問咧，我唔知當個處長可以當幾多年？第一個問題咧，我做咧就做到我67歲啦，就一個職業。咁所以教授、專家都係終身職業嚟嘅。而嗰啲嘅處長唔係終身職業咧，你嘅政策點樣可以落實？第二個問題咧，我哋今日在座咧就唔係俾意見，係聽你哋點樣解決嗰個室外嘅空氣品質，用咩方式嚟解決？所有嘢咧，我哋俾嘅意見俾唔到啊，因為呢個係嘅政策同埋策略。咁我哋邊啲意見我哋俾唔到嘅，係咪？呢啲專家，如果專家在座坐都解決唔到嘅話咧，不如就唔好做專家。我去做咧，冷氣工業室內空氣品質我做唔到咧，我就唔做，收唔到錢嘅，一定失望咯。
OK， 我哋聽緊呢位先生所遇到嗰個困難。我哋今天嘅公開諮詢會咧，係就住一個我哋去講空氣質素指標。呢、这個問題，你要聽下大家的意見。
我哋只話，我哋聽咗之後，政府是最大權力，有咩權力，有咩策略？嗱，頭先嗰個講，吳教授講得好好，佢又係話呢個規劃署嘅，佢都講到自相矛盾嘅。點解咧？又起屏風，又隔絕曬自己，又有海洋咁好嘅呢個氣流組織。夾硬俾建築署搞到起啲屏風喺度，係咪自相矛盾呢？咁你起咗之後又要用錢去解決喎？呢個問題係自相矛盾嚟解決，所以我哋學者之中咧，究竟係咪學者或者係呢個規劃署應該定出嚟策略？要規劃署咧咁好嘅話咧，就唔會有呢個發生，係咪先？所以咧，我哋嚟聽咧，點樣去解決問題，等我哋享受呢個空氣嘅呢個好嘅環境係最重要嘅。多謝。
OK， 多謝呢位先生嘅意見。另外一位的朋友是
大家好，我是香港理工大學 ISET 的代表，我姓葉的。其實我們香港 ISET 去到 ISET 都有做一些有關於減排 而幫助空氣環境污染嘅幫到改善到嘅一個 project 嘅。咁但係其實我哋已經有好多外國嘅同香港嘅一啲人才、專業人才啲大學生喺度嘅。但係我哋都見到好多企業啊，中小型企業啊，佢哋其實有心，但係都有呢個掣肘，可能係技術上嘅掣肘啊、資源上嘅掣肘同埋內部管理上嘅掣肘。咁其實政府有冇啲切實啲嘅可以幫到啲企業嘅方法咧？同埋其實我最後想講嘅就係、是、其實大學生都有留翻想係喺環保方面可以出一分力嘅，咁希望可以成日都同貴處或者其他專業人士都可以有嘅合作嘅機會嘅。多謝各位。
OK， 就住剛OK， perhaps we hear one more gentleman over there.
Right. My name is Guy. I'm just an ordinary citizen. I'm very pleased that the government is taking a leadership on this whole subject. It's probably 10 years late, but it's great that it's happening now. I hope your leadership extends to Greater China. I think the point that Hong Kong's pollution is unique and other countries have a problem is wrong. Hong Kong's pollution situation is unique. The factory of the world is on the doorstep. The factory of the world, the inhabitants of the factory of the world also want to make more pollution because they want to buy cars as well. 800 cars are hitting the streets of Beijing a day. Prevailing winds are coming to Hong Kong. And a subtropical climate captures particles. I don't think any other city in the world or territory has those four factors working against it. So I hope that the leadership that you're showing here can be used to educate not just the Pearl River Delta, and the very good communication and presentation skills in Mandarin across the border will be fantastic. Using that as well for the population of Hong Kong, where I think the awareness is extremely low, myself included. A lot of great information here, and I think if you can do that, then you know, we can all be a healthier city.
OK, 剛才有三位先生，我想看看台上的嘉賓有沒有人想就著那三位先生的發言有些簡短的回應，你的時間呢就不太多，因為回應了之後呢，我想就我想進入另外一個環節。 OK, 就著剛才那三位的先生。
我有一個很簡單的回應，就特別是講到處長的 Terms of Office 的問題，其實這個呢是非常重要的一個問題，因為所以我們剛才我和黃教授都講到，在外國呢他不是只是靠即是哪個他剛剛那人想做什麼，他是有一個法例空氣污染Clean Air Act， 他會每五年會再做一次再看，因為我們真的想有一個制度，我們希望這一次的長遠的策略裏面呢，就不是只是說跟著那二十年三十年怎麼做，但可以給到這個裏面呢，可能就是說有沒有一些法例我們可能都要改變，而做得到呢黃處長或者我們不再在這裡的時候，不再做這件事的時候呢，還會有其他是繼續下去，那當然啦，我們做不到的我們都不收錢的。
OK， 我見到處長的微笑，冇啲回應。
係，主席，其實我都同阿劉教授咧，即係好多謝劉教授嘅意見啦。其實咧，改善其實香港個制度咧，就係、是、一個我自己個人覺得啦。當然，因為我都喺政府裏邊服務咗好耐，但我相信咧，其實政府嘅制度咧，不係在於個人嘅，而係在於個制度底下。咁我哋今次嗰個檢討嗰、那個香港嘅空氣質素個工作啦，如果係能夠完成，即係順利完成，真係制定咗套新嘅指標啦，當然有一個公開嘅程序啦，因為呢個係透過一個法律嘅制度嘅。咁一個新嘅空氣質素指標的話咧，咁落實就係有一個非常之明確嘅機制啦。咁呢一個法律制度會唔會包括其實先劉教授咁講，係有一個定期嘅復檢嘅制度咧？咁呢個當然係我哋收到好強烈嘅信息嚇。咁我哋日後推出呢個新嘅法律制度嘅時候，呢一點我相信必須要即係考慮在列嘅。咁所以咧，只要係有個新嘅目標制定咗出嚟，而政府承諾咗某一啲嘅措施的話咧，咁一定係會係有關嘅部門啦，政府相關嘅部分咧，亦都一定會落力去跟進，就不在於一個人嘅，因為單靠一個人嘅話係冇可能係做到一件事嚇。同埋咧，第二點我想講咧，其實空氣質素嘅改善咧，係一個跨部門、跨社會各階層去要共同去做嘅嘢，同改善某一個工程咧，可能係有唔同嘅難度嘅。 工程的改善，请邀请一个承办商或者服务提供者去，都必须要那个owner 啦，那个负责人咧，佢已经同意了呢样嘢要去做啦。咁佢期望嘅就係佢邀請到嘅承辦商係交到一個專業合乎佢要求嘅工作。咁而我哋喺制定呢個政策嘅時候咧，正正咧就要攞到一個社會嘅共識。我哋唔能夠強加一啲社會大眾唔接受嘅政策咧，響大家嘅身上嘅。譬如我哋頭先列出幾項嘅，即係我哋多項嘅措施，點解都必須要一個溝通啊，一個諮詢同埋一個立法嘅程序咧，就喺呢個過程裏邊咧，去揾到一個大家社會覺得係可以接受同埋同意，為咗呢個目標而付出嘅一啲嘅調整啦，所要做出嘅工作。咁我哋呢個研討會咧，其實亦都係即係凝聚，即係大家對呢一方面嘅即係首先嘅睇法啦。咁然後跟住落嚟咧，我哋嘅工作咧就會包括會有更多嘅一啲嘅諮詢嘅機會嘅。到我哋嘅建議即係研究咧，已經係有個具體嘅方案啦，要改到咩地步啦，或者有啲咩具體嘅措施嘅時候咧，我哋呢個公開諮詢嘅程序更加係不可少。
OK， 我諗時間關係咧。只可以多兩位的朋友嚟緊去發言，我見到有三隻手掣，呢三個眼就火嘅。女士先啦，呢邊 first 係。
係 ，Hello 你好，我姓林嘅。咁就其實咧，我哋都係做緊啲空氣處理。咁其實我哋有啲即係有啲資料想攞翻。如果即譬如咧我哋香港好多即係我哋嘅電力公司都好有良心，譬如中華電力咁樣。咁其實佢都做咗好多嘢，就去到即係降低佢計電嘅時候嘅個排污量。咁但係好似譬如而家我哋有啲譬如啲路邊監測站啦，或者係一啲嘅一般監測站，會唔會話有啲監測站去監測翻去即係電力公司排放嘅污染量咧，咁同埋呢啲數據會唔會公開嘅咧？即好似譬如係啦，咁好似譬如呢啲咁好似譬如
唔好意思，其實我諗緊，我驚佢唔有講。其實咧，中華電力咧係一間幾有良心嘅公司嚟嘅，好多人都賺，又減電費啦，係咪？咁只不過咧就話而家咧其實依個指標咧。要更加完善咧質素指標，其中一樣要增加監測嘅站，增加監測站咧，其實咧會唔會喺一啲唔同地方再增加？包括如果喺中電或者廣新隔離增加咧，又公布埋咧，我諗我哋都會好開心想知道咯。嚇，咁亦都可以知道邊一個做得特別好。
OK， 接收咗問題，我諗去睇下陳生或者其他人可以去回應。嗱，我諗時間關，我聽埋其他。另外嗰位女士的問題係請，然後咧就到最後係嗰啲男士啊。
係啊，我想問一個問題咧，喺呢兩年之間咧，翻到嚟香港咧，係做咗一個研究，同埋係教中學生啦，中學生以上嗰啲啦。我發覺咧，我哋嗰、那個AOQ 啦。Air Quality Objectives 咧，係大眾市民同埋我哋成年人咧都好清楚啦，所以其實我哋都跟住得都幾貼切啦，係咪？但係喺我呢個申請過程research 啊，跟住係得到 CLP 嘅申領啊，而家 implement 呢個 3R 嘅 system 啊，我先發覺咧，我哋啲細蚊仔十六歲以上、十七歲以上嘅咧，真係對於呢方面咧真係好。認得好低好低啊！所以咧，我想知道咧，我哋政府咧可唔可以咧將呢個 air quality objectives 係 simplify to younger children as young as 14 above 咁咧？因為我哋個個都開始大啦，開始老啦，係咪？如果我哋過咗呢個年紀，冇後一輩嚟支持我哋啦，咁樣都係到咗某個階段咧，將終止啦。特別係我最近發覺咧，呢、這個係。可唔可以用 organic waste 包 degradable waste convert to energy 啊？然之後咧就係、是、有兩個 recovery 啦，一個就 energy recovery， 一個就係 fertilizer 嘅 recovery。咁樣咁好嘅 project 咧，我相信咧政府都要考慮係 one of the renewable energy。我啱啱聽過陳先生講咧，呢、這個都係考慮之內啦。我想Miss Wong 可唔可以幫我答呢個問題？
OK， 我一陣肯定會俾機會。最後，劉先生可唔可以簡潔？係 ，OK，
唔該主席。我哋曾特首咧就好，即係擁抱呢個發展呢個觀念。 發展基建去到帶動經濟俾香港。咁嗱，如果我哋即係做環保呢樣嘢，改呢個 AQO 提升咧，可能係對呢方面係有一個大家相對嘅面喺度，有 conflict 喺度。咁我想問問啊，又唔好意思，又再問啊，處長，即係你對即係呢個你嘅老闆啊，好想發展而做環保呢方面係深刻係希望將呢個事情係做好，點你會覺得嗰個 obstacle 啊係點樣去？去解決呢個預知嘅障礙咧，咁樣係嘛？唔該。
嗱，我知道好多朋友都質啊，處長啊，處長盡量分啊。嗱，我不如睇下平均三，你可唔可以回應先？
好啊，或者多謝阿林教授，即係好快回應嗰個問題。頭先嗰位處長同埋黃生嗰、那個。就關於嗰個監察電廠嗰個排污表現咧，其實我諗冇咩好得過，直情係監測喺我哋嗰個排煙口嗰度，實際上實時廿四小時每一刻兩秒，究竟排出幾多嘅污染物？咁樣現時環保局咧、環保署咧係實時監察緊，而且咧就所有啲數據佢哋分析，如果一有超標或者係有啲明顯唔啱嘅地方啊，佢即時同我哋聯絡，我哋就會去作出一個處理。咁就除咗假如佢想了解多啲中電嗰、那個即係排污嘅情況，其實我哋每年有個年報，年報入邊我哋附有一本書係講安環建嘅報告咧，係將我哋嗰個排放嘅表現列曬出嚟嘅。咁另外一個好快跟進嘅嗰一類似嗰個問題就係、是，其實有好多類似咁樣嘅可再生能源啊，或者係其他方面能源效益嗰啲咧，其實中電都成立咗一個叫能源創新基金。咁其實透過啲基金嘅話咧，我希望種種途徑，包括學校啊，或者係一啲社會團體，佢有興趣或者有啲好嘅主意嘅話咧，我哋歡迎佢提供。然後我哋就通過一個即係一個 panel 咧，去審視呢啲咁樣嘅建議。如果好嘅話，我哋會大力支持嘅。多謝。
好。
其實劉生提的問題咧，就帶出我哋嗱，如果講係從政府角度啊，管即係負責管治嘅城市角度咧，其中最難處理嘅問題。咁當然咧，最重要咧就係有個機制啦。咁其實環評咧就係處理咗一個發展，因為即係個社會要發展啦。咁但係點樣發展係達到環境上嗰個接受，包括空氣質素嗰個影響可接受，咁就應該用個環評嘅系統。咁當然啦，話定咗個新嘅空氣質素指標咧，我哋擺喺環評嗰度咧，點樣用咧？咁呢個有可能有 implication， 就係我之前呢年討會都講過，如果我哋定一個指標咧，根本就要求根本現在科技做唔到嘅。咁變咗咧，就即係話新嘅路唔使起啦，因為依家啲車咧就一排出嚟，可能嗰個環境就會超標啦。咁所以呢個係好實際考慮。但機制上高咧，其實係環評系統咧係可以處理咗呢個即係又要發展又要環保呢個所謂平衡嘅問題。咁但係點樣去喺環即係其實牽涉到嗰個新嘅 APO 帶嚟嗰個所謂啲 implications。對 EIA ordinance 對 EIA 即係呢個環評嗰個應用咧，係一個好實在要諗嘅問題。因為環評係講緊要起個項目，佢可唔可以從環境上都接受？咁但係我哋現在咧就以現在嗰個空氣質素指標為準。咁但係如果我哋新嘅空氣質素指標仲繼續不斷去即係收緊嘅時候，咁我哋係咪用50年後嘅指標咧？嗰條路50年後都繼續用噶嘛？因為我哋仍然用現在指標咧，咁呢個其實係要處理嘅呢個爭論。咁不嬲，我哋其實用緊現存嘅指標嘅。咁但係有好多人就話唔夠嘅，因為十年廿載後個指標收緊嘅時候，你做唔到啦。咁其實另外一個即係我順便講埋啦，因為我頭先冇發言。就另一個咧，就係另一個 implication 咧，就話我哋收緊嘅指標咧，其實我哋個本底嘅空氣質素能唔能夠達標都有問題。你緊睇到好似塔門。現在都超標，咁你就係收緊咗之後，咁點樣做呢？你塔門唔可以做嘢㗎，冇車行都冇，你管唔到㗎。咁呢個其實個管制，咁即係帶出更加闊嘅問題，就係中港或者粵港嘅問題啦。整個即係 HS， 即係整個 G3 個問題。咁我就咁大陸一齊做啦。咁大陸佢都想做啦，可能做唔到㗎。點解？因為嗰個經濟發展嘅模式啊，即係我哋係發展咗嘅地區，富裕嘅社會，所以我哋啲命仔矜貴。咁但係中國大陸嗰啲地方就係發展中喎，佢哋都係要改善緊佢哋生活水平嘅。咁變咗佢哋嗰個主打就唔係喺環保，就係喺個發展。但近年佢都收緊㗎啦。咁你話點樣做到咧？咁要佢哋個產業轉型， 即不做世界工厂了，做金融中心了，做服务中心了。那些产业呢就等于几十年前或者几百年一二百年前开始出现了，就 在英国搬了去，由伦敦搬了去市郊，跟你搞搞欧洲那些搬了来落后国家，最后这个搬了去大陆。过多二三十年呢搬了去孟加拉，那就解决了。我覺得是可以咁解決嘅，因為香港從呢個時點，我哋嘅環境質素改善咧，因為好多廠搬咗大陸啊，因為我哋轉咗型啊，咁自然啲 source 因為嗰個嘅咩咁就搬咗大陸。咁但係即係呢個係一個趨勢嘅問題，呢個其中一個我哋好難解決嘅，唔係你長官意志，以至到甚至香港人嘅意志能夠解決。咁呢個亦都係從即係管治的角度，他要面對的問題，即是定了個新的 EQI， 但你都做不到嘢，達不到標嘅，那都不是問題的，因為我哋初定八七年定 EQ 呢家個 AQO 嘅時候，呢家個 AQO 八七年咧真係好多地方超標嘅，跟住用了成十幾廿年咧，就搞到佢唔超標啦。不過依家就話嗰個標準太鬆啦，所以收緊緊。咁收緊緊之後，有一段時間會又係超標嘅，應該嘅，因為你個標準亦都太寬鬆。咁你又要接受有一段時間要超標，希望咧一段時間咧嗰個問題去解決，咁啊達標啦。如果唔係呢個 objective 啫，係嘛目標嚟噶嘛，冇嚟個目標定咗，你咁樣達咗標嘅。咁所以我哋定個目標咧，可能係比我哋現在的狀況咧係要求高啲嘅。咁呢個都好
係啦。嗱，我諗講到管治咧，最後處長有冇啲咩嘅？
多謝Professor Lam，劉生頭先提出咧，其實一個係。都是幾深層次的問題，其實亦都是處理空氣質素或者環境質素咧，好多時都面對的問題，就是話你要發展市民的生活，希望越來越舒適、越來越方便、越來越富裕等等等等。咁但係對環境的影響，你點樣取得一個平衡呢？咁特首當然是很重視啦，呢、這個發展，正如很多其他地方都是一樣。但與此同時咧，特首亦都非常之重視咧呢個環境嘅質素。嚇，佢喺佢嘅施政報告裏邊咧，都多次都提出咧，其實係將香港嘅呢個環境咧，成為環境有個優質嘅環境咧，都係佢嘅施政嘅目標之一嘅。咁正正就係呢啲考慮點去達到取得一個合適嘅平衡啦，或者去講佢頭先吳教授咧都提到咧好多好實際具體。個銜接的問題啊，咁呢啲咧就係正正我哋咧喺呢個研究當中咧要去處理嘅。我哋唔能夠話我哋定咗一套嘅新嘅指標，喂，但我唔知點做喎咁。咁呢樣嘢咧就我哋都交唔到功課。如果我哋咁講嘅話，大家都冇可能會接受。咁我哋需要咧去處理，就係話我哋定咗目標，我哋嘅願景係點樣去由而家呢個起步點咧，去到咧我哋達到呢個目標嘅程序啦。起碼我哋都要好現實咁去估算。應該是怎樣做法，亦都要坦白去跟大家去交代的。所以我們是需要一些時間去分析和 去決定，或者 去表達呢，就是中當中一些過程，或者一些大家要接受的一些的調整，或者一個代價。
OK， 我想時間關係呢，就發問的環節呢就到此為止。我想看看台上的嘉賓有沒有問題問回下面。
其實
呢個係神秘嘅環節啦。
我頭先都奇怪，因為我覺得如果公眾諮詢咧，其實就係、是、我好奇怪有位台下嘅發言話，淨係我嚟講。咁但係我真係想，因為呢一個好明確就係話，我哋空氣指標係咪需要，或者大家覺唔覺得係需要改，或者改成點？咁呢個問題咧，我諗政府遲下會做諮詢啦。但係今日似乎我哋聽唔到一啲。意見就是說不用改或者很難改，那是不是真的是這樣的意見呢？如果是這樣的意見就當然開心了，我們因為我們都擔心的這件事，但 是這件事我真的今天聽不到，或者是不是有人即我會看的問題就是說你們有沒有一些人覺得空氣污染指標不可以再這樣，再這樣真的很辛苦，即是不是沒有這個意見呢？
OK，就住阿劉教授嘅問題，有冇人想簡潔發言？一句兩句，係 OK。似乎佢聽唔到改嘅聲音啊，係。
唔改。其實咧，我覺得咧就係話，而家你改咗同唔改，對我呢個市民有咩分別？其實喺呢個之前裏邊咧。 我哋發展到呢個地步咧，我哋冇得改嘅啦已經。係咪啊？
唔
係。嗱，我見到即係你個你話唔係啊？其實就係話你係比較乜嘢嘅時候？如果我喺呢度，我四十幾歲，我由而家好似你 Sony Picture 講緊八幾年，同2008年，我哋要接受咗呢個現實先。你而家係咪話可以改到20年前咧？唔係噶嘛。其實你講緊啲空氣質素係我哋而家吸緊嘅空氣，係咪？你改到去乜嘢 standard？
依個會
我想問翻你
嗰個係
你改咗諗緊 AQO 改到乜嘢嘅 level 係我哋可以接受，認為係好嘅空氣咧？係咪藍天就係代表好嘅空氣
？OK， 好。
其實我想講一句咧，即係我哋今日去改善空氣咧，就唔應該淨係為咗我哋自己，即係一個可持續發展角度同埋我哋世世代代喺香港住嘅人。
嗱，我諗呢個正正咧就係嗰個研究，即係要去做，亦都係做。的過程裏面想聽一下公眾的意見。
我想補充一下，即其實準則呢國際上有兩個，一個呢就是說是純健康做準則，另外一個可能呢就是用成本效益去做準則，基本上是這樣。
好 OK， 就著剛才的問題，無論台上台下還有沒有意見，我想用多兩分鐘。
O K， 阿黃教授，或者我提出有少少唔同嘅意見同阿蔡生。我未聽過有一個係計成本效益嘅 A.P.O。美國 E.P.A. W.H.O. 世衛，英國 Department of Energy， Department of Environment， 澳洲，全部都係用健康影響嚟到作為一個標準嘅，冇人用成本效益嚟做個標準 A.P.O. 標準，唔係講個。strategy 唔係講 control strategy， 唔係講 management strategy。如果標準咧，我未聽過有啲講係計成本效益嘅。
OK， 陳生，
其實我想我做一個簡單即係嘅睇法。作為一個呢個諮詢委員會嘅委員咧，咁當然我就唔係即係在座啲教授專家啦。我點樣睇我呢個委員會嘅角色同埋呢一個研究咧？就但我深信，即係我自己嘅睇法，我或者大家可能同意唔同意啦。如果你話做一個檢討，參考外國嘅標準，睇下外國嘅政策，有好多研究做咗，我諗香港未必好得過佢哋。我哋好多啲參考嘅，我覺得呢個商嘅唔係容易，但係絕對唔係困難，可以做到呢啲比較或者係政策上有啲咩人哋實施咗係有效嘅，有機會適用喺香港嘅。但我覺得嘅困難好多，而可能係困難係非常非常大嘅咩咧？就係話我哋大家都在座可能知得到，因為我哋唔係問一個問題，究竟應唔應該檢討？係我哋檢討咗之後個標準定幾多？但仲有一個重要嘅問題就係話，我定嘅標準係聽日開始即刻實施啊，定係我哋俾十年或者係恐怕更加長嘅時間先實施？原因係咩咧？因為我哋知道有好多限制，無論係自身本地或者係外來嘅限制。咁我覺得佢呢一個檢討咧完咗第一步，我係深信顧問公司通過專家，通過我哋呢個諮詢委員會，係可以俾大家一啲參考，俾大家一啲意見，就話有啲乜嘢措施外國實施咗，香港有機會適用嘅。其實我覺得呢、這個好快我預期會有個效果，有個結果出嚟。但更加重要嘅，其實通過而家嘅公開諮詢，好似黃處長話齋咧，我估有好多所謂提議嘅政策或者係設施或者措施嘅話咧。是有代價的，不同持份者社會有不同的代價的話，我們需要這個共識。有了這個共識之後，我們可以是大家是勒住個褲袋帶，三年後就實施啦，還是說是不行，因為種種這樣那樣的困難。我們要容忍是要長一點的時間，我們不能在我們這一代見到的話，不緊要，起碼我下一代見到。咁我就想正面咁睇我哋一個檢討，正面睇我哋一個公開諮詢。我覺得呢一個場合，大家咁多位在座已經係證實咗我哋有一個好共同嘅共識，我哋堅決要改善空氣質素。咁問題就係話幾時點樣更加有效去做得到呢樣嘢？
好 ，OK， 我諗埋陳先生。
5秒鐘
回應一下陳生的問題，這個很多業界都有個問題，就是說喂空氣改善空氣質素要代價，我想再強調一點，不改善空氣質素的代價很大，但是這個代價是誰承受呢？是弱勢社群，是大眾，是被污染者是承受的。這個呢大家不是說要啲我哋立住褲頭，因為我哋電費要多啲啊，或者交通費多啲，唔係淨係呢樣，而係我哋嘅醫療費用、弱勢社群對健康影響嗰個費用係好大，其實啲冇人同佢哋講嘢，冇人會係同佢哋請命嘅。
好 ，OK， 時間關係，作為呢個討論會嘅主持人咧，我諗都需要咧係時間做一個結束。我諗剛才幾位講者咧，將最重要的嘢都講出嚟。香港空氣質素是需要改善的。AQO 是需要嚟到去檢討呢個，我諗唔單止係公眾嘅意見，環知會以至到我哋發展議會咧，其實都係希望咧嚟到。咁喺成個過程裏面咧，就係當我哋去檢討嘅時候，收得幾緊咧，應唔應該擺啲乜嘢嘅參數喺裏邊咧？乜嘢時間嚟到去實行？我哋都聽過咧。唔需要一定話一步到位嘅，我哋亦都睇到咧，外邊咧係有所謂中期嘅目標，咁呢啲咧都係需要我哋嚟到去諗，有一個嘅時間表，更加重要咧就係一啲行動嘅計劃，因為實際上要通過啲行動咧，先可以達到改善嘅目標。喺處咧，我就好多謝大家咧，喺咁寒冷嘅天氣啦嚇，抽空嚟到去參加，咁大家見到咧就係討論咧就越傾落去咧就越熱嘅。通常咧，好多討論會都係咁樣。咁咧，亦都多謝台上幾位嘅嘉賓咧，抽時間出嚟同我哋分享我哋意見。嗱，依個嘅工作咧係未完結嘅，因為嗰個研究咧只係做到中間。咁我哋期望咧就係當我哋有一啲結論嘅時候咧，亦都希望有其他場合咧就同公眾咧嚟到去分享。咁喺此咧就再多謝大家。我想問下主辦單位有冇其他嘅宣佈？冇，咁啊，好多謝大家。